As the Cabinet meets today, all the indications are that the government is keen to show that housing is top of its agenda early in its new term. After missing their housing completion targets last year, it's expected a Housing for All plan will be updated over the coming months, and the government will today announce an additional €450 million euro in capital funding for housing, which will be allocated to social, affordable and cost rental homes over the next 3 years. Brian O'Gorman is CEO of Clwyd Housing, a not-for-profit provider, and he joins us now. Thanks, Brian, for coming into us this morning.
Good morning.
Is this funding being announced by government going to make a difference, or is it just running to standstill?
I think it will make a significant difference. I think there was going to be a shortfall in funding. We're going to have to ration our projects, and there's nothing more inimical to delivery than uncertainty. So getting this funding and being able to continue to scale up and increase capacity and increase delivery, I think, is key, both in terms of the housing associations, but also in terms of the wider construction market.
We're just seeing Eoin O'Brien of Sinn Féin, their housing spokesperson, saying this morning that this 450 million for 3,000 social and affordable homes, that this year's capital investment allocation is still less than last year, he's saying.
Well, what we would say is that any funding given to social and affordable housing is a key to securing delivery, and not just in the social and affordable housing space, but also in the private sector as well. Social and affordable housing often triggers the development of other private sector developments on a site. So we take out the first component of a site, allowing the private sector to get involved. So the aim is to create mixed tenure communities, so social, affordable, but also private housing. So there's a mix of 10 years within a scheme.
Okay, so you as the largest approved housing body believe that private investment is also part of the picture here, private investment for public housing, so the state can only provide so much, as it were.
Yeah, from the Department of Finance's own figures, if we want to get to 50,000 homes per year by 2030, we will need an injection year on year of about 20 billion. 4 billion of that coming from the state, so 16 billion. The lion's share of that coming from the private sector. So the agencies involved in delivery need to be made investment ready.
Okay, and how would you think the government should go about delivery then? Because as you say, it's not just about direct state funding.
Well, I think part of what the state are a large funder of housing associations, and we're very grateful for that funding, and we also take our responsibilities very seriously. But at the moment, the state is expecting us to develop housing using 100% debt. So everything they give us is loans. What we're not asking for more money, we're asking for some of that debt to be changed to a grant or equity, which will enable us to reduce our gearing and make us more investable.
So the state would give you a certain amount and you could borrow the rest privately?
Yeah, so at the moment it's 100% debt. So we need to get some of that changed to a grant or an equity. And it'll reduce our need to reduce the need for revenue payments if the debt is less than we have to service. We know there's a significant period of trust in here, but we think our track record in terms of everything that they give to housing associations is recycled. It's available to successive generations of Irish households. It's feel like it's a public asset. We have members who the Ivy Trust, which was developed before the foundation of the state, the properties that they developed before the foundation of the state, if they get a vacancy, they're available to another Irish household. So it's an investment. It's continually recycling to benefit successive generations of Irish households.
Okay, and apart from the investment directly in housing, what about investment in utilities like water, electricity, to service sites? Is that a block at the moment? We're hearing about some towns who can't develop because the services aren't there.
Yeah, I think certainly more investment and more an efficient way of planning that and getting those infrastructural projects developed and on the ground. I mean, things like, say, even huge projects like the Shannon Water Scheme and so on, that should have been in the site now. I mean, we're facing significant pressures on water in Dublin and on the East Coast, and yet we seem to be a long way away from projects like the Shannon Basin.
Okay, well, Brian O'Gorman, CEO of Clwyd Housing, thanks very much for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you.